Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Thursday. Covenant obligations. I read in Genesis 18, verse 19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. In such a covenant, it's fine when someone who is very strong is willing to make a covenant with you. So he wants to support you, and you are the one who is protected, who is supported, that's fine. But this stronger person tells you, this mightier person, that you have to do something as well, that the promise of the blessings will be fulfilled. You have to act according to the words you have heard from the Almighty. There are covenant obligations. And these obligations are important. And if you are not willing to fulfill them, no blessing you will ever see in your life. This is something we read here, which is an important promise. So if someone has discovered that it is a fine thing being together with God, having a friend in him, but it's only you. But if this goes on to your descendants, to your children, and to your grandchildren, that they continue this covenant because they have experienced and seen in your life how much happiness and blessings this will bring. And if they act according to what they have seen with you, you will be better off and they will be better off. So it's important what they can see in your life. The more you honor God and follow him, the more your kids will see, oh, that's something I would like to aim for too. I've seen my father in the morning praying at his bedside. I've seen my father in the morning reading his Bible. I've seen my father reading in the Bible in the evening, kneeling at his bedside. So he starts with the Word of God a day, and he ends the day with the Word of God. And then the decision for the next generation is easier when they see about your habits living with God, walking with God, how this works. And when they even see that it is not just reading, but acting, that it is a loving father who has patience with all the mistakes the children make, that they see he cares for us, he is patient with us, he loves us, he wants us to succeed, have success in life. They have their own will, but do you act in such a way that it is not so difficult for them to trust in God? Or do you act in such a way that it is really difficult for them to follow your advice? So God is someone who wants to help you to succeed, to have success, to be lucky.